The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever been sitting on your throne in private doing a deed and somebody walks in on you?
Oh,
it's Monday. Good morning. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I am Dana Cortez.
I know where you're going with this. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
What's weird that you forgot to tell me that this happened to you recently while you were DJing an NBA game?
So I had to take a bathroom break, and I went to the family bathroom because it's more private, right? And
So I thought.
So I walked in, I'm doing the deed, and I forgot to lock the door.
Nombre!
Oh, man, that's a big gap from the door to the toilet, too.
Okay, and yet, well, I couldn't get up and, like, shut the door or anything real quick. And the woman opens the door and then goes, oh, my gosh. And then she just stands there and then goes, you should have locked the door. What are you doing? And I said, can you get out?
Did you feel shame? Did you feel embarrassment?
As I've spoke about before, I already kind of have, I call it poo phobia, where I don't really want people to know when I'm going to the bathroom. And then when she was sitting there, like, seeing me perched on my throne.
There.
And then she just continued, like, she just sat there and watched. And then the other thing is, she recognized me.
Oh,
that's tough.
It was,
she's like, oh, this is DJ Automatic.
It's like the Eminem song. It was like, can't even take it without somebody standing by it.
What if she would ask you for your autograph? Then that would have gotten awkward.
But also, though, too.
She pulled out the camera. That's what I thought was next.
More importantly, to my perspective on this story, is did you feel any judgment for taking up the family bathroom?
No. Hell no.
Okay, yeah. No. I feel the same way.
He's a family man. He's got a kid.
I've changed a lot of diapers. I deserve that bathroom.
When I went to that Eagles concert with my parents, we were leaving, and as I was waiting in the guy's bathroom, this dude opened up another door and, like, whispered in my ear, hey, family bathroom's open.
Did you go in?
I ran in there. But I always feel like kind of a jerk using a family bathroom because I don't got a family.
Do you feel judged?
Yeah.
Do you feel like women are looking at you, Anthony?
I have been shamed by a woman before when she was holding her baby outside while I was using the family bathroom. But
No, he didn't.
It's fair game.
You know what? I'll take a family bathroom before I take a handicap stall.
Okay.
And that's where I'm at with
and
that.
And I agree with that.
Yes, dude.
But the handicap stall gives you so much more room.
Don't you ever do that automatic. I'm pushing back. That's enough.
You
crossed the line.
Yo, pushing is a wild thing to say.
Have you ever been caught, you know, somebody walked in and embarrassed you? 877-730-DCS1, Anthony A. National Day.
It's National Hangover Day today after the Super Bowl. It's always National Hangover Day. But more on topic for this conversation is it's National Poop Day.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is, dog.
It's my day.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to all those plungers getting extra work this morning.
Hey, I know there's a lot of people out there doing their thing, whether you're driving for Uber, Lyft, trucks, you're on your way to work with a hangover. Sucks to be you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Having a hangover is the worst feeling ever. Let's talk about home remedies and then what doctors say for us to do. On the day that most people call out, on one of the biggest hangover days of the year, that's a discussion here inside of Fat Club. I don't know about you, but in my opinion, menudo or pozole, the next day, if you have a hangover, something real chiloso, picoso, hot, baby, spicy, freaking hot.
I feel like that helps because you get the carbs and then you get, you know, the fluids from the, you know.
Not for
I don't
me,
know what
dog.
It is. It's
not
just,
for me.
Why, Anthony? What do you mean?
Because now I'm hungover with heartburn. So that's like a whole other, you know, but also, admittingly, I got a sensitive tummy and not a nose for like hot and spicy things. So,
Anthony said that, but do you remember Automatic one time we all went out? And he came back to the Casa house and I'd made brisket with chile and your BFF over here was inhaling that. And then he ate cake right after in bed with that girl.
Also like highly intoxicated on many different substances.
That was also the night where the Migos were performing and I repeatedly asked Quavo to give me his chain. So
He did it, and
thank God the security didn't throw me out. But I was on one that night. But good brisket. Dana makes really good brisket.
So menudo, anything spicy, okay? For me, that's a cure. Or ibuprofen, water, and electrolytes. Boom, because you have to rehydrate.
Maybe a little bit of hair of the dog.
I can't do it.
Anybody don't know what hair of the dog is? That means just wake up and have more alcohol. Not my thing.
Yeah, so I definitely got to get some water in my system. Maybe do a little smoky smoke and get some food in my system and then take a nap.
That's what's terrible with automatic? Nice. You are such a grouch when you're hungover. Oh my.
Not a grouch?
What a grouch.
I can't get near you, though. I cannot get near you because you're so mad.
I want to meet this pleasant hungover person.
Yeah, who's a fun hungover person?
I'm the person. person that usually has to cook. We're hungover. I have to cook for us.
I thought you were about to say you were the fun hangover person. You're not even fun when you're sober.
Is this roast Monday? That
you're going to regret when you and your wife get home.
We turn this mic off. It's all, sir. All the wives in the car looking at their husbands.
For me, it depends on what I have to do when I'm nursing a hangover. Like, if I have a productive day, then what I would like to do is wake up, hit a workout in, get a workout in early I kind of sweat.
What in the world?
Yeah, dude, so you get the sweat. I feel like for me, the sweat works the best.
I'm sweating in bed.
I got the sweats.
I have like a fever.
You ever just had that good, like, you know, after a night of drinking and you go and get a good workout in the morning and you're sweating never. Tequila
Not
out?
Unless I like was playing on a team and I had to be there.
Yo, shout out to Adult Men's Rec Basketball Leagues. That's all that was.
Sweat it out.
Is there anyone listening who works out while you're hungover? Exactly. Nobody works out the day after a hangover. Who's calling on the bat line? Who's calling on the hotline?
Oh, what?
Hello?
Hey, it's Chewy. I just wanted to call in to say that I'm not coming in today.
What do you mean?
You're the producer of the show. We kind of need you here. Explain, please.
You know, I just had a little too much to drink. I just dropped my brother off at school, so I'm just going to work from home. Okay, guys?
Hold on. So are you hungover?
Oh, very much so, yes.
What's your best cure for a hangover?
Don't you should have thought about that before you did all that drinking? No, you got to come to work today?
I didn't know that was possible. I didn't know you could just do that.
I don't really think too much, you know. I always just live in the moment. But I would say probably my favorite cure is just sleep it off, dude.
So you're going home to sleep while we're here working?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Just call me if you need me.
Work from home culture. It's a crazy thing we live in.
Gen Z. Here you are, ladies and gentlemen. Did we leave something off of the cure list? Hit us up, 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Let's talk about that Usher performance at that football game yesterday. Hey, it's time for the Daily Dirt. Best gossip, this and more. DJ Automatic celebrity birthdays.
We got Gucci Mane celebrating today and Christina Ricci.
Okay, so first, let's talk about some of my favorite commercials. Doritos with Jenna Ortega and 91-year-old Rita Moreno. Wicked, the movie that's coming Thanksgiving. Ariana Grande as Galinda. I have to mention, though, the Verizon commercial with Beyonce. At the very end, this was said.
Okay, they ready. Drop the new music.
And then we got Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages. And Beyonce is my girl. You can't take the country out of her. She's been a country music fan her whole life. I'm in love with her new songs.
I probably listened to that song 3 times during the game.
All right, and finally, let's talk about Usher. He kicked it off with Caught Up. Automatic, you pretty much called that one. And then you don't have to call. I thought it was a good performance. I don't want to make anybody angry because I loved it. I really did. I don't know that I thought it was the best.
Was it the best of all time? No, but it was definitely a top 5 performance. I think the only thing with Usher is he started a little slow, but he finished really strong.
I thought it was good. I did not think it was top 5. I just felt like it never kicked in. Do you know what I'm saying?
I
don't know how to explain
when Usher,
it.
When Usher brought Luda and Lil Jon out there, you didn't feel like that kicked in? You don't think when Turn Down for What came on, that was kicked in?
I mean, that's not Usher's song. So I'm just saying, I
you don't think
it.
When they were doing My it. Boo and he wrapped his arms around her and Swiss Beats probably went into a man fit right there? You don't think that was...
You know who really loved the performance? Alicia Keys. Looked like she was having a real good time. You know what I'm saying? Also, congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champs again. I had no skin in the game. I feel bad for the 49ers, but...
Yeah, I won $5.
You did win $5?
I won $5. Sorry, Niner fans, but I just can't bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Well, okay, you know what? Next year, Dallas Cowboys. That's your Daily Dirt.
Please.
We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Sierra Marty is on the phone. It's time for What's Your Sign? Yeah. Hi, Marty.
Hey.
Welcome. Oh, you sound so much better than last week. I'm glad you're feeling better. Yes. All right, we always ask people that are listening, if you'd like a reading here on the radio, call 877-730-DCS1, just like this listener did. Mama, go ahead with your sign.
Capricorn.
Okay, what's your first name?
Megan.
Okay, Megan, go ahead and ask Sierra Marty your question.
I'm looking for some direction as far as my relationship, if I should leave, and also
what am I supposed to be doing with my life, basically?
That was quite the question, Madi. Mm. What are you feeling about our girl here?
A lot of fear. A lot of fear. Wow. I feel like she's really burnt out with whatever she's doing in life. She thinks that there's a lot of oppression occurring around her from the outside. The thing she needs to connect with is that she's shackling herself. There's a lot of things that she has to end, and she's unwilling to end them, but she still wants the results, like as if she would have made those choices. Spirit is always going to test you and put things into your environment. You make the decision to end, and if you choose not to, you're oppressing your own self. And so right now, she's being called to look at that. There is changes that are going to be occurring in her life, but I also feel like this fear and this shackling that she feels, it really is due to her inability to end a lot of things that she should have ended a while back.
There's no change without change.
Ding, ding, ding.
Like, right. for real. All right, now what about her spiritual forecast for the week? Collectively as a whole, is the energy moving toward a positive light?
Yes, I love this week because, well, first of all, we had the Chinese New Year last weekend, which I love because this is a week of new beginnings. As the moon grows, we grow. So this is about us gaining introspection and gaining information for ourselves. And I do feel that this is a beautiful week full of insight and also us starting something new. I really love this week.
I didn't know how impactful the moon is on the Earth's atmosphere, the ocean. Like, we are so dependent on the moon.
On our body.
On our body.
We're mostly water, so the moon is pulling on us, too.
Man, I love this week's moon.
Exactly.
I feel good about the moon.
Yes.
Madi, thank you so much as usual. If you want a private reading with her, you can follow her on Instagram at illestdivinity. Once again, call up though. We'll put you on a radio. 877-730-DCS1. Madi, we love you. We'll talk to you next Monday. Woo!
Love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Tacos are getting sweet inside food news. This is big. Hey, it's time for Hottest Hashtags on your Monday. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I know by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
All right, so Disney announced it's investing $1.5 billion in Epic Games. That's the company behind Fortnite.
Oh.
They say it's the biggest game for people between the ages of 13 and 38, which is a very wide range of people playing Fortnite.
Disney just does what they do. If they can't beat them, they buy them.
I guess so. It's the largest investment in the gaming world that Disney has ever made. I'm not that person.
I'm interested to see like what kind of like sellies and stuff they have now in Fortnite with like Mickey Mouse doing stuff. Like, is Mickey Mouse going to be a character? That would be fun, dog.
I'm sure they're probably going to like bring them together.
You're probably right, Automatic. Dog. We'll see. Why anything Disney does, they try to brand a mouse. So we shall see. All right, food news, DJ Automatic.
So you know those old El Paso taco shells that you can get at the crunchy taco shells you get at the
White People Taco Night. Yeah, White People Taco Night.
Well, they teamed up with Cinnamon Toast Crunch for a dessert taco shell that has been cinna-dusted.
Dang, that's the best sentence to ever come out your mouth. That was good.
So you just put ice cream inside this taco shell?
Yeah, so you get fried ice cream at home.
Or if you're just a Cinnamon Toast Crunch lover, I'll eat the shell by itself.
Just eat the shell.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. This looks really good. And it's gluten-free.
Oh!
You're so concerned about your health if you're eating Cinnamon Toast Crunch Old El Paso taco shells.
True.
I mean, yes. We need it to be gluten-free.
We did.
I keep thinking about breaking it up and then eating the ice cream like a dip, like a salsa, like a chile con queso.
Yes, you know
what I'm saying?
Well, you better go to Walmart and get them because they're only available for a very limited time.
They're probably already gone. Damn. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
The day after the Super Bowl is known as National Hangover Day. So eat your bananas and drink your water, people.
What's worse, an alcohol hangover or a food hangover?
Oh, worse?
Definitely alcohol. I'll get a food hangover all day.
I don't know. The food hangover can be painful.
I feel like I've mastered the alcohol hangover. Like, it don't hit me like it used to.
Yeah, food hangover, I feel full, and then it goes away, and I just go
but
eat
the
more.
The thing is with the alcohol hangover, you can just continue to drink.
There it is,
and
buddy.
And you'll feel okay. Whereas the food hangover, you continue to eat. Okay, you feel like you're going to die.
Anyway, I remember it's also Black History Month, and you might have thought that Barack Obama was the first president in America. Not true. Vicente Guerrero, president of Mexico in 1828. First black president on his continent. Carlos Antonio Mendoza Soto, first black president in Panama in 1910.
Oh.
If you'd like these gentlemen's names,
I did not know that.
Please hit me up.
Continents.
Like at it. Dana Cortez on Instagram. Think about America. We're the U.S. We want to act like we're the whole continent. We are not the whole continent.
I mean, we're the only one that really matters, though.
Oh, automatic. That is
that's
so
like the most American thing I could ever
probably
say.
Yeah, so, yeah, probably so.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier today, we gave you our hangover cures. I talked about menudo. Anthony A. said something about working out. Automatic, my husband here, he likes to just sleep his day away and yell at everybody. But I started thinking about the worst hangover I ever had. And it will never leave me. Back in the day, LaGuardia Airport was disgusting. Really disgusting. I don't think that they'd ever change the carpet out.
It looked like a third world country in there.
It really did. And I was so hungover, I fell asleep on the ground.
What?
With my face on the floor. Mm. And I approached the woman at the Southwest Airlines ticket counter. And I thought, if I open my mouth, I'm going to throw up on this woman. And she knew it because I was doing a dry heave. And so she said, young lady, why don't you move to my left? And when you're ready, you just come on up here. Because she knew. She knew.
Man, I have a similar airline hangover experience.
Those are the worst.
When, it was bad because we were it was when we were in Orlando. And then we were flying from Orlando, Florida to Portland, Oregon, which is a long journey in itself. Mm. But I did not have any of the Latin lettuce on me that morning. So I couldn't partake in that. And I don't know if you ever flew out or flew into Orlando, Florida, but it's the home of Disney World.
Yes, it is.
So now children, I'm flying families with a bunch, a flight full of crying kids because they're leaving Disney World. And I'm the biggest baby on the flight. So, yeah, that was hands down the most miserable hangover experience I've ever had in my life.
I'm telling you guys are playing rookie ball, okay? I went to Cancun for my senior trip. I lost 35 pounds when I got home because I had alcohol poisoning. That wasn't even a hangover. I was like, I think I had a worm or something going
on.
With,
some kind of
amoeba, a parasite, yeah, that was living inside of me. But yeah, I lost 35 pounds.
How much did you drink?
Oh, whatever you could consume in 1 week.
Yeah, I don't.
That's what I consume.
That's not a hangover. That's a medical emergency. It is not, my friend.
Losing
I'm happy you're here with us.
35 pounds. There's some woman listening like, what kind of worm was that? Hey, what's the worst hangover experience you ever had? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.